Nolte, ICE visited Nora O'Donnell's husband's restaurant, no one taken into custody. By John Nolte on May 7, 2025. A Washington, D.C. restaurant owned by Nora O'Donnell's husband was visited Tuesday by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. ICE agents went into Chef Jeff's restaurant Tuesday morning and asked to see the staff's I-9 forms, sending workers into a panic, reports Fox 5. Nearly a dozen law enforcement and immigration officials wearing DHS uniforms went into Chef Jeff's restaurant on New Mexico Avenue, Northwest, around 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Chef Jeff's is owned by O'Donnell's husband, Jeff Tracy. The ICE agents were at the location for about 90 minutes, and no one was taken into custody. It's very high anxiety, anxiety-inducing. I think it's really terrible right now that ICE is taking people and sending them away to El Salvador and these other countries to what are basically concentration camps, one Washington, D.C. crybaby told Fox 5. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said she is disturbed by the news. I have heard those reports. I've been getting them all morning. I am disturbed by them, she said. It appears as though ICE is at restaurants, or even at neighborhoods. And it doesn't look like they're targeting criminals, and it does look like they're disrupting. Apparently the agents were looking for the I-9 forms that verify the employees are working in the U.S. legally. More crybabying. There was no one detained or arrested that I've heard of, but regardless of that fact, disrupting food service during lunch hours while restaurants are open is alarming. And we are concerned about the fear-mongering tactics we believe happened today. Sean Townsend, president of the Restaurant Association of Metropolitan Washington, told Fox 5. There is a sense of fear. It's alarming, it's concerning. Immigrants make up a large amount of workers in our restaurants in the district, she added. I think there could have been a better way to get the information that these ICE agents, from what I'm told, were looking for. Once again, we are seeing double standards that prove the left wants illegal immigrants to enjoy special rights no one else enjoys. Surprise inspections from government officials are part of doing business. Why should illegal aliens be the only group exempt from them? Where's the outrage when the health inspector shows up? The fire inspector? OSHA? If we're going to put a stop to surprise inspections, let's do it for everyone in the country, not just illegal aliens. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.